Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petruni alongside my co-host Anthony Adams. We're coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. Anthony, another ride in your Ford Fiesta. Guys in compact cars. This time it was Dante Rosario.
Yes, Dante Rosario is an interesting guy and a little bit of a movie buff, which is right up my alley. And I know you know absolutely nothing
about movies.
So he's the complete opposite of you. But we had a good time.
I'm glad you didn't quiz me there, try to stump me on some movie quotes, because I probably would not be able to guess them.
That is so easy.
Big Guys in Compact Cars, sponsored by your local Ford stores.
This is Dante Rosario, and this is Big Guys in Compact Cars. Take one.
So the fam from DR?
My dad is from the DR.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I read that too. And your dad used to play baseball, right?
He did. He played in the Atlanta Braves organization for about 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Dang.
He was a pitcher.
Your dad is a baller.
Yeah, he came over. That was his ticket over here, you know?
Yeah.
He came over here, didn't speak a lick of English.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, just played baseball, and then him and my mom met on the East Coast over in Boston, and we moved back to Oregon, which is where she was from.
So why didn't you play baseball?
You know what I did when I was younger? It was my favorite sport, and, you know, being that my dad played baseball, I never once felt, like, pressure from him, like, oh, you need to play baseball. So I kind of bounced back and forth between you know, what was my favorite sport. It used to be baseball, then it was basketball, and then, you know, football, I kind of just fell into it, you know? And I started playing at a young age and then kind of lost touch with it around middle school, and then got back into it in high school, and then it just stuck from there.
Yeah, I wish I would have played, man. I guess I get a pretty good hand-eye coordination, man, but I think I could have been good, man.
It was fun. I always enjoyed playing baseball.
I hear you a movie buff.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? Not even going to be humble about it. Just like, yeah, I am.
I love movies. All types of genres.
Okay. I was just about to ask that.
Bad movies, good movies. I mean, you have to see
bad movies.
You have to see bad movies to know, know when you see a really good movie. You ever seen the movie Snatch?
I don't remember.
It's got Benicio del Toro, Brad Pitt. It's kind of a.
I think I did. It's kind of like cheesy.
It's kind of a comedy, but it's about like a diamond, and these guys are all going after the diamond. But for some reason,
is that when he's like a fitness instructor or something like that?
No, that is Burn After Reading, which is hilarious,
oh,
by the way.
Okay.
No, so in this one, he plays this. Brad Pitt plays this, like, he's part of, like, a gypsy, I guess, what they call them. And they're kind of nomads. They move all over the place. People don't really trust them, but they're always trying to, like, I guess, do business with these guys. And the funny thing about them is that you can barely understand what they say. They understand each other really well, and they're speaking English.
Just by the way they talk.
It's just really, like, kind of gibberish, and it's hard to hear them.
You're making me want to watch it now.
It's a good movie, and it's got a good cast in it.
I don't know if I'm a movie buff, but I like movies as well. So
I think everyone is a movie buff in their own right. It's just some people kind of stick to more like, oh, I like this genre, or I like this actor.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty well-rounded. I'll give anything a shot.
Anthony, it really seemed like you could probably talk to that guy for hours. Like, you guys were having such good conversation in the Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, I could. It's so refreshing to talk with someone who knows about movies. And
unlike me.
Yeah, Yeah. But you don't know anything about movies.
You know what that reminded me of? How much you two were talking back and forth.
What's that?
The amount of time you could spend just talking into the teleprompter here by yourself. Just talking into the camera.
There goes the shade.
Yeah.
There goes
hey, you
the
just
shade.
Threw some shade.
No,
so.
No, that's factual.
Yeah.
That's very factual.
If we let you go, you could just be in this studio for like 8 hours just talking into the camera.
Everybody doesn't need to know that, Lindsay, okay?
I think they can tell.